Good morning. Good morning. Ayo Dele Rayetibo. SUB Media Show with Ayo Dele Rayetibo as your presenter. Kum. Anchor person. Radio Feruban Freedom Radio Network coming your way from Liberty Road and Buckingham Road. Randallstown, or shall I say Windsor Mill, Maryland. Before Maryland, let me say Baltimore County, Maryland, USA. Driving south towards downtown. And some issues on my mind. Towards Essex Road, Signal. And on my mind is objectivity and fairness in the media. Arise Television as a case point. Arise Television has come across lately since the outcome of presidential election in Nigeria that declared Bola Ahmed Tinubu's APC as a winner and losing Lagos to Labour Party, and Obi is the presidential flag bearer of Labour. And since that outcome of from that election, Arise Television being anchored by Dr. Abachi has come across as being prejudicial against the ruling party of APC. The platform that Tinubu, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, won that election with geographical spread all over Nigeria. What we are being made to understand right now by Arise Television is that, you know, on technicalities, they're trying to upturn that election to favor, to make Obi, Peter Obi, as the true winner, to use the word of that broadcaster, not Abachi this time around, Rufai. Well, at least we are watching them all the way here in Baltimore. We are watching them, so they're doing something from the other end. And if I can contribute my own quota with this podcast and is able to reach you, oh well and good. I know that Rufai said some nasty stuff against Femi Fanikayode, FFK, being spokesperson for APC, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Also, Dele Alake is no friend of Rufai. Neither is Bayo Onanuga, my colleague at African Concord, Abiola's African Concord. The thrust of this podcast is objectivity in the media. Is there anything like objectivity in the media? Can any media be fair and objective in punditry or in reportage? That reminds me of Dr. Bolaji Aluko, who during the NADECO days or our NADECO years in NigerNet, we used to have a network called NigerNet, prolific, we are all victorious. We defeated the military hunters who annulled MKO Abiola's 1993 election. So, and when we think of Bola Ahmed Tinubu's sacrifice for democracy, Rufai of this world may not want to give Tinubu credit for his sacrifices over the years. In particular, he's being here on exile, fighting for the democracy that Nigerians are currently enjoying today. Yeah, democracy has come to stay in Nigeria. The election may not be the most perfect. No election is ever perfect anywhere in the world. In 2016, or was it 2016 or 2020? No, 2016. America gave us Donald Trump. He shook my world. So how can I be objective in dealing with Donald Trump and his presidency? Even right now, he's still in the news. Is he one who contest, one who run against Joe Biden? Maybe by 20, maybe next year, as a matter of fact. Democracy in action. So the question, can any media be objective? Can any media be fair? Can any election be free of rancors? Can any election outcome of election be free of losers? Going with the spirit of democracy to abide by election results, especially in Nigeria or any other African nation for that matter. Objectivity. Whose objectivity? Is Arise Television objective in its analysis of the outcome of Nigeria's 2023 presidential election and the gubernatorial in Lagos and some other states? You see, in my punch days, if you are a writer and once we smell your angle, your slant, because you are a human being, when we were in the punch, most of us were kind of pro AWO and UPN, because as radical journalists we were always anti the status quo. But the question to the Rufai of this world is, how come they are not rooting for Omoyele Sowore, publisher of Sahara Reporters, who is also wanting to be president of Nigeria? How come? How come the obedience are seen in the positive light by the by Arise Television of Dr. Abati and his crew? Objectivity. You can only try hard to be without your own bias. All right? That's how it is, because we are all humans. A human being has preference for one thing or the other. Though I will say this much, a journalist must strive to balance, balancing to look at any given issue from what we call in the field through bird eye view, looking at it from the top. So many sides to every story. Balancing is like understanding where the Kiamos, Femi Fanikayode's, Bayo Onanuga, Dele Alake of APC persuasion, where they coming from too. Same way we gonna empathize with Dele Farotimi, who said if Bola Tinubu won the election or APC won the election, he was going to relocate. He was going to Jakpa, maybe play an Andrew game. On that note, permit me to reveal that Dele Alake was instrumental as to my being here right now, because I listened to Dele Alake's counseling when consulted, when we met at a restaurant at Ogba, year 1988. When he advised me to go get American visa, go to the embassy. I've interviewed Raymond Gassis of American Embassy before. Go get a visa to jet out of Nigeria, because Nigeria turned upside down. And America was there, and if I could get out, why not? So I was advised to visit Ogunleye of Nigeria Airways, who gave me complimentary ticket. As a journalist, I had to pay not the full price. So maybe I hold Nigeria that much too, but I don't think I hold Nigeria a whole lot, because I am an Oduan by default. So that's the way it is. But it seems that democracy is taking root in Nigeria right now, and we have to encourage them to just keep working at it. It's never perfect anywhere in the world, not even in America. The cabals, they not ordinary citizens. They got money, and money talks, and BS runs fairness and objectivity. Somebody is always paying for something. When you neutral and you are the one generating your own income, you can say it as you see it. Obiagbe now or something is the one spending money to keep Arise Television and this day going. Unduka has his own bias. He probably has a political ambition, so you must be cognizant of who is paying the piper, dictates the tune. Objectivity and fairness in the media, you can just strive to be objective and fair. 14 minutes and 36 seconds. Ayodele Ayetigbo. Thank you. You have anything to say yourself? Say hey. You don't have anything to say, shut it up or shut it down. Call 410-961-8728. And should you want to subscribe, to our radio programs, anchor.fm/ayodele-ayetigbo. Send subscription or sponsorship to or wire it through Zelle to 410-961-8728. Together we advance, and the more the merrier. Thank you. Stop.